Chapter 21. After dropping Elizabeth off at her home, Farfrae returned to his own house, where he found his servants loading furniture onto wagons. They were still in shock at the news that their master was moving to High Place Hall. He had only informed them this morning by letter. He did not stay to help, however. He was still concerned about his new wife, after hearing about both the bull and Mr. Henchard, and wanted to make sure she was all right. When he arrived at High Place Hall, he found Lucetta in her living room, deep in thought. As soon as she saw him, however, her face brightened and she jumped up from the couch and held out her arms to him. "Elizabeth doesn't know yet, does she?" he asked.
"I haven't told her,"
Lucetta answered.
"Would you mind if she continued to live here with us?"
"That'd be fine, I suppose," Farfrae said with a little discomfort.
"Great! I'll go tell her now."
As Lucetta walked upstairs to talk with Elizabeth, a band started walking through town playing music for celebration. Lucetta thought to herself,
"Ah, he's announced our wedding to the town. What's going on out there?"
asked Elizabeth as Lucetta entered her room.
"Elizabeth, dear, I'd like to talk with you a moment. Do you remember the story I told you about the woman who had to decide between two men?" "Yes, of course,"
Elizabeth answered.
"I've thought about that, actually, and I think your friend should marry the first man she was with. It wouldn't be right to marry the newer man." "Oh, but it's not so simple. The first man would not be a good choice at all. Please, let's speak truthfully now. I know that my father is the first man, and I think that you really ought to marry him, because you've had a relationship with him." "But I can't." "Then you shouldn't marry at all,"
said Elizabeth confidently.
"But I already have." "What? You mean you've married Mr. Farfrae?" "Yes,"
Lucetta answered, covering her eyes with one hand.
"He's agreed to let you live with us. I really hope that you'll agree, too." "I'll have to think about it,"
Elizabeth said, trying to control her emotions. Before Lucetta had even left the room, it was clear to Elizabeth that living with the Farfrays would be impossible. Later that day, she arranged to stay in a small apartment quite near her father's home. In order to pay the rent, she would use some of the money Henchard gave her every month, and she would use the net-making skills she had learned while living with Newson to make something useful for the townspeople. Meanwhile, the whole town was talking about the newly married couple. Everyone wondered whether Farfrae would continue his business or retire and enjoy his wife's wealth.